戻すのよ。
7 Cove FM invites you to become a member. Find out more at www.covefm.com.
Got your radio on 88.7.
You listening? On headphones?
In radio heaven.
How are you hearing it?
He got the tunes.
Is it on the same time as me?
He got the beat going to make it move.
This show is called Tripping with Trip. You don't want it up in his mind, though. Yeah. So just click on the link and then press the button.
From Beale's downtown Hubbard's. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Trip Hazard, and you are listening to the All Theme Music Show right here on 88.7 Cove FM and around the world on covefm.com. And I'm really happy today. I got a special guest in here. I've got Jane Wenzel with me. Hi, Jane.
Hey.
Welcome to the All Canadian Music Show.
I've been looking forward to this.
I've heard that. I've been following your Facebook page, and you're just out there letting everybody know that you're going to be on. And it's going to be fun. Anyway, Jane is from Chester, and Jane's in here. She's written a new book. We're going to talk about that in the show for the next half hour, so 20 minutes, half hour or so. And she's going to tell you about this new book, and she's going to give you not the whole story, but just enough to maybe grab your interest. What do you think? That's it? I think it is. Okay, so we're going to play, and this is the other thing. Our show is sponsored by Tanner and Co. Brewing down in Chester on Duke Street. Visit their tap room, 12 taps on, 12 beer on tap, and open 6 days a week down in Chester. Okay, we're going to talk about a little bit more about that as the show goes on. We're going to start today's show off with an oldie, because today is All Canadian Classic. If you tuned in last week, we are down in Chester for Chester Christmas Week weekend, and we did a live show there, so we didn't get a chance to do our All Canadian Classic Show. It's your lucky day. You are getting it now. This is our first tune of the day. It's You Won't Dance With Me. This is April Wine. All right, we're back. Hey,
we're back.
Yeah, how's that? I didn't even push that button, but we're back. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Trip Hazard, and you are listening to the All Canadian Music Show here on 88.7 Cove FM Radio. And I've got a special guest in here today. We have Jane Wenzel from Chester. And Jane is here to talk about her new book, Recipe for Ascension. So we're going to go right into this. And the first question I'm going to ask you, Jane, is... What made you decide to write a book?
Well, I was asked to write the book. We had our 50th Dartmouth High School reunion here in Hubbard's a couple years ago. And a friend of mine's older brother, who also went to Dartmouth High, got interested in this. And he and his wife live in Maui. They're both Dartmouth High graduates. So we met up here, and to me, Bobby was, everyone says, oh, do you know Bobby? And I go, oh, yeah, Bobby's crazy. He went off the deep end a long time ago. And I didn't know him that well.
But these aren't real names, though, are they?
Oh, of course not. No, of course not. Yeah, yeah. And so we had our reunion, et cetera, and I was... Bobby still wanted to talk. He can talk. He just can talk.
Good storyteller.
Yeah, and he, oh yes, all greatest stories. And he wanted to go out for coffee with some other Dartmouth High friends. And I said, I pretty much had enough of Bobby and reunions and old friends. So I said, no, I've got tickets to the soccer game. With my kid, so I'm not coming. So he said, well, what'll it take for you to come? And I said, well, if you have some kind of $1 million business investment that you want to hand over to me, then I'll go.
And that was the carrot that got you.
Yeah.
That was the carrot. Okay.
Yeah. So this is what he says. He says, I'm going to become famous in a couple of years, and I want my life story written about. Now, I have not ever written a book. Okay? Yeah. And there he was. So we started as a friend, but I said, yeah, okay, especially since it meant him flying me to Maui for 3 weeks. That was
That wasn't so bad.
But yeah, had to do that research. So off it went, and that's how it came about.
And that's how the book is basically about your friend from Dartmouth High, his life story.
Yep, the 50 years. It was 50 years since I had seen him, and he wanted that recorded. I guess it would be if he wasn't around, it would be a really, really long obituary.
I get it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
50 years.
So, I read the book and really thoroughly enjoyed it. And so it starts off in, it's got a lot of local themes to it. Because
this first volume, yeah.
Yeah, the first volume, and up three, I think, is what the plan is. And it starts off in Dartmouth, at Dartmouth High. And this book goes, I think, how many years? From mid-60s on to?
Until 88.
So book one.
Until they left Canada.
So the story is, the story is about Bob, but there's also other characters in this.
And they might be other Bobs. There's a lot of different Bobs that will run through the story. Some which are a part of the original Bob, and some which are other Bobs that show up.
I like it.
Yeah.
I did like it.
But it's pretty crazy. It couldn't be written in a straight way because it's an amazing life. But by the time you get to our age and you start talking with anybody, everybody has really, really interesting stories and have done things and met people that you could write this as a, we call it a sci-fi bio.
Exactly.
Because no one would believe the stories that one couple have done over the last 50 years.
Yeah, and reading the book, the first thing that I saw was one of the stories at the beginning of the book where he, and hopefully I'm not letting the cat out of the bag on the storyline, but where he goes to Los Angeles and he meets up, where he actually meets up with a famous rock musician from California in the 60s, I guess, 68.
Yeah.
And how this man, Bob, how he hitchhiked, I think, or did he hitchhike to...
Well, the first time when he was 16, he was, I guess his parents were not looked on as responsible parents. But off he went to hitchhike to California and back again. But he went to places like Muscle Beach, and he worked on a lemon farm and stuff like that. But there were better stories when he got back to high school at the end of that trip. His stock had raised considerably from being the brainiac to the guy that actually went to California.
He actually did that. And that's, I think that's the storyline, how this guy, Bob, we keep calling him Bob, and how he became a real character at the high school when he got back, because that's a big deal. Going all the way to California, meeting up with famous people, and but then coming back and telling those stories, like comes very interesting to that point.
Yeah. Well, what had you done by 16? I know I hadn't done anything.
Let's see, what did I do when I was 16? I worked on the milk truck here in the Hubbard.
Yeah.
Delivering milk. I learned a lot of things in the milk truck. A lot of people I know me would go, yeah, I know, Trip. And I think when I was younger, as far as I got, he got to L.A., I think I got to Moncton. I think that's as far as I ever got.
Yeah.
But it's a great story. And we're going to come back because we're going to be here for the next little bit. We're going to talk a little more about it, but we're going to play some tunes. I've asked Jane to come up with some of her favorite tunes, and I see that you got some help from your friends, which is good. And Jane went out and she's asked her friends, I need some help. Help me out with three Canadian tunes. And it's just fitting that tonight's a classic night. And you pick classic. I absolutely got to tell you that. So we're going to start off. We're going to come back and talk more about Jane's new book, Recipe for Ascension. But here is your number one pick. This is the Guess Who. And there's another guy that did go to L.A. Another part of the story. We'll talk about that later. This is American Woman.
Wine, right here on Cove FM. Here is another featured East Coast artist on 88.7 Cove FM.
Well, yes, we are going to play another East Coast artist, but we're still talking to Jane Wenzel. Jane's here from Chester, and we're talking about a brand new book called Recipe for Ascension. And we're talking about Bob, gentleman by the name of Bob, who's still alive. This is Maui.
Yes.
Name's changed, but this book is about him and his life, basically. Three episodes. So, our three volumes, and this is volume one that we have here. And what did we talk about? This is called, this is not your normal, what people would pick up at the library. This is a illustrated,
it's a tabloid. And on thicker newsprint. But you know, if you don't like it, you can put it in your hamster's cage, for flooring.
But it's an illustrated book, I guess. That's
Graphic novel, comic book, or what have you. But
it's very easy read.
It's 16 pages. I love the idea. It's big. So the illustrations are big and comic-like and jump out at you.
And you did that. You did all the all the illustrations and everything. I really like it. I have to be honest. And it is really, you guys out there listening, you've really got to pick it up if you haven't read it yet. And Jane, where can our listeners pick up volume one? Where can they buy that?
Okay. Well, the first thing I did was become a writer. So now I have 2,000 copies of this thing in my hallway. So I'm
that's usually how they start.
I'm working on the next phase is how to distribute something that you've written. But right now they can just write me. I'm on Facebook. It's Jane Wenzel.
That's easy. Jane Wenzel Chester should get it.
Yep. And just tell me you want one and I'll send it out. They're $16.
$16
with tax. Yes.
A dollar a day. That's pretty darn cheap.
Yep.
And in our first conversation here on the show, we talked about Bob, who has been to Maui. Now we're up. We've got him as far as I think he went to L.A. He's back as a young man. He's in his early 20s, and does he go back to normal life, or is he? What happens to Bob? Where does he go? How does he get to the to where we want him to go on this?
This is the stage we call it Recipe for Ascension, and in the beginning there was Dartmouth. So this is all the inputting of, you know, his studies. He is an autodidact. He goes to university, but he doesn't pay for university. He's just a thinker. He starts reading. One of his friends said to me, you know, it takes you forever to read a book, but once you know Bob, you know that that book is now a part of him. He doesn't have to read it again. He can relate.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, days when things happen on days of the week, he is that kind of a mind. So he just started absorbing information, and the musical background, the kinds of things he was interested in, it would have been Frank Zappa.
Oh, exactly. 1001 Motel. I walked out of that movie. But that's another story. Frank Zappa, that's right. That's what, that's the gentleman that he met, in California. We talked about that earlier. At a 16-year-old, he went and banged on his door and, we talked about
that. Well, it was actually the next trip when he had his beloved with him.
Yeah. Right. But
Char,
But he did bang on the door.
He banged on his door. Well, he tells me he interviewed Frank Zappa twice while he was alive and once after he wasn't alive.
That even makes the story even better.
Yeah.
So Bob, Bob said different, and that's one thing about the storyline, without giving the secrets away, is that Bob, there's more than one Bob in this thing.
Yes.
Bob has, I don't know the word I'm looking for, has other people in his mind or body.
Yes.
Right. So that's all you folks out there really got to know. You got to read the book, because I don't want to give it away. It's hard. And but Bob is, he's quite a character, and how he moves on from Dartmouth to Hawaii, Maui, where he lives today, still alive, the Bob. And but things that he talks about being in Munich during the Olympics, during the
72 Olympics.
72 Olympics with the massacre and so on and so forth, and being in Manhattan, because he did live in New York for a long period of time, and how he's moved on. And, well, that's, I don't want to give too much away, but it's a really good start. And, the book is again available at Jane Wetzel's. And we're going to talk, before we get out of here today, we're going to talk about where we're going to go next. I think that's where people want to go. Where is Bob now? Where, what is he doing? Because I know there's a part about radio in there that I want to hear about. And I know people out there would like to hear it. And, where is the Bob? What other characters? We'll give you the names away. Where else can he be? All right. We mentioned earlier we're going to play another tune here. This is one of mine. This goes back into the 90s. And you're not going to believe this. All you guys out there that were a Matt Mays fan, when Matt started off, over 20, he's in his 40s, but he was in his late teens. He played with a band called the Guthries, and this is one off their original album. This is Patsy Cline by the Guthries out of Halifax with Matt Mays. This is Patsy Cline.
88.7 CKVE FM.
Hey everybody, it's Dean.
And Bernadine from Tuesday Music Scene.
Join us every week from 7 to 9 here on Cove FM for 2 hours of craziness and great music.
You never know what you may hear on your community radio station, because
here on the Tuesday Music Scene, we're here for a good time.
On Cove FM.
Alrighty, alright, so that was, we're back anyway, and I'm here with Jane Wetzel from Chester, who's talking about her brand new book, Recipe for Extension, and we've got it here, and we are going to ask a still testing question for all you folks out there that have read it already, and you can call in. And what are they going to win, Jane? They can figure it out.
I'll give you the answer.
Okay.
Well, we have a 2-hour soundtrack that the subject of our book, one of the Bobs, has recorded as he's his own radio personality, and it's exclusive. It's exclusive. No one. I had to. make your host.
You sent it to me.
I said, don't, you can't share it. No, you can't share it. It's a secret. So you will have the secret code to be able to listen to.
This will really bring you up to speed, and I guarantee you, after hearing this, you will buy the book and you'll tell all your friends about it. So
I have to tell you, it starts Kennedy's assassination day, and where Bob is at that time is in the office of the CIA. And it even gets better every day.
Okay, so we're going to play another tune here. This is your selection. And I think Bob, I didn't know Bob, and I didn't know this band, which is Steppenwolf. I would say that he is probably, they're probably writing this about him. This is Born to Be Wild. This is Steppenwolf. All right, we're back, and that was Steppenwolf, and that was Born to Be Wild. Okay, you know the, Jane asked me, because I was telling her earlier, you know, I saw Steppenwolf live. And so she said, are you going to tell people that you saw Steppenwolf live? And I said, well, I've been on this station for 10 years. I probably told it more than once. I can just see the heads nodding right now. I can just see that Mac, my buddy Matt over in Chester going, yeah, you've heard, yeah, you said that before, Trip. Yeah, anyway. But I was a very young man, I was very young, way younger than Bob was in the 60s, and I ended up at St. Mary's. That's the storyline, and I actually did see Steppenwolf, and I actually got one of the, I think I, that might have been like September, and I think for Christmas I got the new Steppenwolf album for Christmas, and I remember taking it up to Darlene Daugherty. She was in my high school class. She lived on Shirkland Road in Hubbard's. And I took it up, and we had an LP party. How old am I? Oh, well, anyway. That way, for all you folks out there, that is the most I've ever told about my Steppenwolf story. So there it is, right there. If you just tuned in, I'm Trip Hazard. You are listening to the All-Canadian Classic Show here on 887 Cove FM and around the world on covefm.com. We are sponsored by the fabulous Tanner and Cove Brewing on Duke Street in Chester. Real happy to have them on board as our supporter. And I don't know if you guys know this or not. Do you know that you can buy gift certificates there and for your special someone, Christmas, whatever you want to do? And you can also order beer and get it delivered.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. I think it's Friday to our area, Hubbard's and HRM. So if you are in this area, I think it's Friday, but don't go by what I'm telling you. Just go to their website, tannerbrewing.ca or tannerandco.ca or Google it, or, you know, there's a million ways to find it, but it's Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, Co, and Brewing in Chester. There are big supporters here of this station. Okay, there we go. We got that out. And if you just tuned in, I'm with Jane Wentzel from Chester. And we're just going, finishing up about her new book, Recipe for Ascension. And we're going to ask you folks a skill testing question before Jane goes. We've got a 2-hour hidden
sound bite
of her interview with the Bob, who this book is written about, who's still alive. And some of the stories, I think you'll find it absolutely fabulous. And if you could answer this, write this number down here. This number at the station is 902-858-2077. 85, I have to look at that every day. 858-2077. And or just send us an email at studio@covefm if you know the answer to the following question. All right, Jane, what is it?
Okay, this question, it's a Bob question. The book is full of Bobs. Back in the counterculture 60s, early 70s, there was a movement, countering everything else that was going on.
In the world,
I know some of you would remember that. And so there was this church. And if you can tell me the name of that church and the Bob that was in question because these are all going to be Bob questions.
Bob questions. So we could be Bob or the church, one or the other?
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm going to give you the name. Right. So Bob Dobbs was the head of a certain church that was a movement and spin-offs in the United States back in the 60s and 70s. Now, who knows the name of that church?
Okay, so if you know the name of Bob's church and that it's in the book, call The Recipe for Ascension, then give us a ring here at the station at 902-858-2077 and or just send us an email at studio@covefm.com. That's how easy it is. Thanks, Jane, for coming in. Real happy
to
have you here. It's, I was looking forward to it. I'm so glad that we could give you more time. Like 45 minutes is great. And we got just to give everybody out there just a little taste of what this book's about, pick it up. Just go to Jane Wentzel on Facebook. I'm sure if they Google Jane Wentzel Chester, it'll pop up too.
Yes.
I'm sure. So pick up the book. You're going to enjoy it. This is episode one of three. Just stay tuned. There'll be more, but it's really interesting. And if you're lucky enough, then you have the book already and you know the answer, the name of the church, then give us a call here, 902-858-2077, or send us an email at studio@covefm.com. All right. This is your last tune. What do we got going here?
Well, my late in life, my son, when they asked him in grade two who his favorite musician was, he said Joni Mitchell. He made me proud. Here's Joni Mitchell.
Here's Joni Mitchell. This is Coyote. Thanks for coming in, Jane. See you next time.